coming to you from 6 feet under Toledo, Ohio. This is the 222 Paranormal Podcast with your hosts, Jen and Joe.
Hi, Joe.
What up?
I'm trying to get the energy up.
Are you?
To bring you this fantastic, exciting podcast.
Yes.
So exciting.
Excitement's in the air.
Love is in the air.
How's everybody doing? Everybody okay out here?
Yeah. Thank you. Thank you very much.
Yeah.
That's the studio audience.
Our studio canned audience. But hey, also today's show is also brought to you by Jen's Closet.
Yes. So if you are in the market for any new back to school clothes, some new shoes, purses.
Chick stuff.
Yeah. There's a couple men's things on there too. There? So go to Poshmark, and my closet is at HAPPIE 22, so happy 22, and you can shop around. We have some very cool alien necklaces. I put a bunch of my skull t-shirts and things up, so if you guys are into that kind of cool gothic wear, go to my closet, take a look around, buy a few things. A
lot of shoes.
I'll ship it out to you. Oh, my God. Joe, how many? You know what's paranormal about this? I have like 800 pairs of shoes in my basement. Ready to
shoes
be
to fit
in.
Anyone. So even some giant tiger, is it tiger pattern, high-heeled, giant shoes.
Yeah, they're size 12s. Platform. Tiger print tigers all over them, like rawr.
So, yeah, so today's show is also brought to you by Jen's Poshmark account.
Yeah, so go to HAPPIE22, or you can go to my Facebook page, and there's a link on there. But
all right.
The alien necklaces are really cool, so buy them for your loved ones.
Okay.
I'll ship them out.
So today, kind of a dark subject.
Bum, 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 bum.
But we like it that way.
We bring you the scary.
A lot of people are using the Ouija board. Now, we don't use it.
We haven't used it.
I never have.
I did once.
Have you?
When a teenager.
Yeah.
Never did it again. But.
In Ma's house?
No, this was.
Is that why lightning struck the house?
No. So we went to a party one time, and it was with my friend Brent and Brad, and it was in a basement. In a house in Monroe. Couldn't even tell you where we were at. But I do remember being in a basement. It was some kind of party. And I think we were playing Oingo Boingo at the time. You know, that really cool 80s, 90s alternative music. We were so cool. Flock of Seagulls
I'm
and all that.
Cool. I love Flock of Seagulls.
You know, they're still touring.
I know.
So I heard the DJ was talking about him on Sirius XM on the 80s channel. He was a carpenter in Key West, Florida.
Yeah.
Right? For years. Mm-hmm. He's just been down there doing carpentry work.
After their big hits?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then like 2 years ago, somebody called and said, we're getting the band back together type thing.
I've heard that before.
And he's been on the road ever since.
Yeah.
Like, here you could
I
just
love
be.
Their music.
Yeah, they're what? One, two hit wonders?
Yeah, but they're if you listen to their.
You had their
record,
album.
Yeah.
I remember. Because
all their music was really good.
I used to sneak
them
in
and
Joe's,
the Hooters.
Joe's room and look through all his albums because he had Prince Purple Rain. The album.
Purple
remember?
Rain.
People, you know, under.
Vinyl.
30 probably don't remember, but we had actual records. And then you could open it up and read the liner notes, and you could figure out what the words to the songs were. Pre-internet days.
Yeah.
I'm dating myself right now. Oh, speaking of dating.
I'm dating myself.
Yeah.
It's the only one who go out me.
Yeah, really.
But I did start a new thing.
Tell us all about it.
I'm doing DDP yoga.
What is it?
It's a form of yoga, basically. DDP, the wrestler, he hurt his back.
Okay.
And he found out about yoga, and he was like, you know, every time you go online and look up yoga stuff, it's always these pencil-thin people twisting themselves as pretzels.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I'm like, I'm not doing that. I'm too fat.
But he designed this program for the normal person, and it's works awesome. So I'm trying it. I actually bought it, and it should be.
So you're twisting yourself into a pretzel?
Not yet, no. I've only been doing it for a week now. I posted my, I actually took pictures of myself and posted them.
I saw that.
Yeah, but that's part of it.
Yeah.
You know, it's psychological. Get yourself out there. So he's not sponsoring the show yet, but I'm going to get him on the show.
Yeah, let's do it.
Yeah.
Maybe he's had some paranormal
He has, experience. Actually. Ooh. I just listened to him on another show.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. On today's show, you know, like we were saying about the Ouija board, okay, there's a lot of bad things that come out of the Ouija board, a lot of weird things, and one of the big things is a demon comes out named Zozo.
Yeah, so people say that when you are using a Ouija board, you could summon demons.
Mm-hmm.
One of the most popular ones they named Zozo.
Yeah, and you know, usually we don't say his name a lot, but for this show, we will say his name, but we're going to smudge the whole area after we're done.
Exactly. So, you know, people are like, well, who is Zozo? What is Zozo? So we're going to give you a little information about who he is, what it is. If it's a he, we'll just call it he because we don't know if it's a male.
Nobody knows what he really is.
Yeah. So, but we'll just use that just because it's easy to say he instead of she. Maybe it is a she, Joe. Maybe you want a Zozo she.
Ooh, yeah.
She. Okay. So Zozo, they say, is a malevolent Ouija board demon who terrorizes and or possesses those who come into contact with him. Him, her, it.
It.
Okay, we'll call it it. Stories of Zozo increased in popularity around 2009, I think it was.
Yeah.
After a viral post on a paranormal message board.
Yeah, the guy's name was Daryl Wayne Evans.
Mm-hmm.
He brought Zozo out of the Ouija board to, popularity. Brought out the knowledge of him, basically. But it was a long, horrifying story of his encounter, which actually put his daughter in the hospital.
Oh, my goodness.
And caused him to have nervous breakdowns, almost commit suicide, all that stuff.
Well, you know, that's crazy.
Yeah. You know, I actually was talking to someone last night, and they were asking me about the Satan Bible. And she was asking me, I like to read a lot. I'm like, well, that's fine to read that, but read it for a purpose, you know.
For learning, not conjuring.
Exactly. You know, and I told her, I said, what you put into anything is what you get out of it. Yeah, so be very careful about what you do and how you do it. And that's the same thing with Ouija board. You don't know who you're going to summon.
Mm-hmm.
And I know we've talked about it before on different shows how it's a toy, but yet for some reason it seems to bring out the dark side of the paranormal.
Yeah, it does have, you know, that connotation. And I was, in our research, I was, before, you know, demons were associated with the Ouija board, mm-hmm. back when it was invented until up and about, you know, into the 40s or 50s, they were saying like in the early or late 1800s into the early 1900s, it was more of like a parlor game.
Yeah.
It wasn't used for dark purposes. Mm-mm. It was just used because of coming out of the Civil War. There were so many people who wanted to contact their loved ones because so many, you know, had passed, young people or family members and mm-hmm. sons and brothers had passed away. In the Civil War, they just wanted a way to be able to communicate with them, and it didn't have a negative connotation to it up until around the time where, you know, we're getting into the 60s and 70s, and there's, like, a lot of interest in darker, you know, interests, I guess you would say.
Mm-hmm.
I read one thing that men used to bring women a Ouija board as a present.
Okay.
It was like kind of like an acceptable social thing that if you were courting a woman, you would bring her one.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I was like, okay, I never heard that before.
So it's sort of like the modern day Facebook pages. Let's summon demons on our first date.
Oh, there's a lot of demons out there on Facebook and Twitter and Instagram. So, you know, ladies beware, be very careful. But you know what's the good thing? It just is a rabbit hole because,
oh,
you know, we love rabbit holes on this show. It has made dating so much more, I want to say easy and complicated at the same time, because you're able to find out things about people's personalities before you date them. Like, don't waste your time on somebody who's a creeper or a peeper.
Creeper, peeper, unless they're singing the song.
Jeeper, creeper. You know, I mean, the bad thing is you find out everything about everybody, but the good thing is you find out everything because, you know, why get into a relationship with somebody who, you know, either has a temper or drinking problem or whatever, you know. You're able to really do your homework. Mm-hmm. And sometimes people aren't who they say they are. Remember the Australian pilot who wanted to come to America and marry me, but he couldn't speak a very good English. He wanted to live in my house. He was very interested because I was an independent woman, and he kept calling me wealthy. I'm like, dude, just because I own my own home and my own car and I don't have a husband doesn't necessarily mean I'm wealthy. First of all, that's the furthest thing from the truth right now. Anyways, that was a rabbit hole. The Joe and I were just, you know, like going off on tangents. I think it's the Zozos making us not concentrate on our show. But anyways, so Joe, like this guy who started this whole Zozo movement, wasn't he on a show or something?
Well, Ghost Adventures. Mm. Yeah. They contacted him a few years ago and they actually did a show about him and that. I actually didn't see it.
We probably did. We've seen all the episodes. We probably just don't remember.
Though.
Really?
No, because I was working second shift and I never.
Oh, that's right. So,
but anyhow, I tried to find the history of him. Mm-hmm. And everything keeps going back to 2019. But I did find.
Oh, that's next year. You said 2019 and 2009.
But I did, you know, really the only thing that popped up was in 2009.
Okay.
Now, I did find one thing in the Infernal Dictionary, which is from France, I believe.
France.
France. In 1816, a girl said that she was possessed by three demons in the city, the French city, or the French village of Furley, I believe.
C'est bon. This is good.
But anyhow, she said that she was possessed by three demons, Mimi, Zozo, and Crapel.
Interesting.
I believe it's Crapel. I think I'm saying that right. But anyhow, she said that she was possessed by Zozo back in 1816. But then there's no history of him after that until 2009 when Daryl Evans brought him out on his Ouija board.
Yeah, because he was saying that he was playing with the Ouija board and it just time after time kept going from Z to O, Z to O, Z to O.
It usually will start out in a figure eight pattern.
Ah, okay, but I've heard that before.
But I think, doesn't it always do that when you're doing the Ouija board?
I don't know. I've never done. Well, yeah, you know, that's true. I did it once. That was like for 30-something years ago.
So anyhow, what happens is you'll be on the Ouija board, and it'll start going in a figure eight pattern, and it'll just start spelling out Z-O, Z-O, Z-O. And sometimes after that, it'll start spelling out cuss words and profanity.
Mm-hmm.
And lots of times it will actually possess the people that are using the Ouija board at that time. People have gone into seizures. They've been possessed like it's Daryl Evans, you know, his whole family got possessed by it. So it kind of makes me wonder, you know, we keep saying, well, where did it come from? You know, a demon can't just come out of nowhere, but maybe it is sort of like Slender Man and all those other ones that people actually put so much energy into them, become like a tulpa.
Yeah.
So maybe this one from 1816 is a fake, and this guy just summoned a demon, and it just happened to say his name was Zozo, and it took off from there.
Yeah. I always wonder, too, okay, this is my question. I'll throw this out to the paranormal community. You guys link up or, you know, leave us a message on our Facebook page. If you're in the room with somebody who's using the Ouija board, but you're not participating, could you still get possessed? Could something jump out of the board and into you, even though you're not touching it, you're not summoning it, you're just observing?
I think so. Send us your feedback, you know, go up on our Facebook page, send us your feedback. But I believe so, because we go back to Daryl Evans, his daughter was possessed, and she wasn't even using the Ouija board.
That's true. Poor thing. It was a young girl,
she was
right?
In the tub when it happened.
Oh.
You know, man. And another story that I heard about, people were using the Ouija board, and it could be the same story, but they were using the Ouija board. They checked on their daughter. They came back in, used the Ouija board for a few seconds, and heard water. So they went in, and the bathtub was literally flowing over.
Oh my gosh.
Within seconds.
That's crazy.
It was flowing over, and the daughter was in the tub drowning.
Oh.
And they pulled her out, and that was right after it kept saying zo.
Oh my gosh. That's scary. So here's my question.
Okay.
Because you know I'm all about the questions, Joe. And this is food for thought for our listeners, too. We have a Ouija board, right? Mm-hmm. The American, I'm going to call it the American Ouija board, right?
Okay.
So it's got our alphabet on it.
Mm-hmm.
Do they make Ouija boards in other languages?
Yeah.
Like, do you have the German alphabet? Yes. Do you have the Arabic alphabet?
I was going to say German would be the same, but yeah, Chinese, like Japanese.
Interesting. Do they use these like we use ours? So, yeah, we'll have to look that up because I don't know why that popped in my mind today. Mm-hmm. Like, okay, so if they were using this and they've heard about the Zozo legend, would it come out from a different name in a different
language? It's possible, language? Yeah.
Because, like, I know, like, you know, with the Asian culture, they have different symbols.
Mm-hmm.
They don't necessarily have our type of alphabet, is their alphabet, but it's symbols. But
there's different kinds.
So interesting.
You know, even like we'll just say the talking board, because it's the Ouija board is basically the talking board. I mean, Native Americans had symbols on theirs, but you got all kinds. Like the Japanese has words, like two letter words.
Okay.
They also have their symbols.
Mm-hmm.
You have just regular. I mean. Different cultures, and some of the Japanese ones actually have the old script.
Uh-huh.
It doesn't say yes, no, and all that. It has the script, and I'm sure it means yes and no, but it's just talking boards have been around forever. We mentioned that a long time ago when we did do the Ouija board show. It's just so weird because you don't hear about Zozo until 2009.
Well, you know, also, you know, just it being on TV, I mean, like a huge show like Ghost Adventures has a wide, huge audience. And, of course, anything that goes on there that's new and different, it's going to blow up over the internet as well. So it's like, is this just an urban legend? Is it like Slender Man, like you said, a talpa?
Yeah.
Is it just hype? Is there something really real to it?
Mm-hmm.
Hopefully not, because I don't want anything waking me up because I need my beauty sleep at night. I don't know, Joe. Like, what if, this is weird, but okay, so we go to a lot of the paranormal conferences, right? So you guys got to come out and see us, come to our booth at the next paranormal conference, because we're all over, right? And what if somebody has, like, a Ouija board t-shirt on, and you went up and you just started doing a planchette? I'm joking. Woo!
Maybe I should buy one.
Hey.
Ladies.
Put it on your underwear, Joe, on your butt. Yes, no, maybe, goodbye.
I'm sure there is.
Alrighty.
Do you know, funny thing I found out during the research is there's a bar in New York called Zozo Bar.
Oh, that's interesting.
Yeah.
Wonder if people, like, do Ouija boards in there.
I don't know.
There's this legend of Zozo tied to the band Led Zeppelin.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because the symbol is the same, but now here it goes again where I say the old style, but we don't know how old it really is, but the ancient style was actually spelt a little different.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, looking at the script, it's almost like an Arabic looking script. It's got the Z, and then the O's have so there's circles, but then they have a dot in the middle and a line connecting them. But it says here that the Zozo tied to the Led Zeppelin, Jimmy Page.
Yeah, that was his symbol.
He's never revealed what Zozo means to him personally, but they thought because he was a Capricorn, it had something to do with his sign. But, you know, there's always been this, like, urban legend about Led Zeppelin and playing their recordings and Satanism and demonology. And if you play the record backwards, it says words to you. But, I mean, that's all. I'm sure that's all hype. you know, it's, anything to sell albums.
Well, you can play it backwards, but you hear what you want to hear.
That's true. That's true.
Sort of like EVPs. You know, there's so many EVPs that are subject to whatever you think they say. And then if someone says, it says this, then that's put in your mind.
But, okay, when you're watching the ghost shows and they do EVPs and they put the words at the bottom, what they think, you automatically, like.
That's what I mean, yeah.
Yeah, like.
And that's why, I know this sounds kind of corny.
Close my eyes when they do that.
I was going to say the same thing. I was going to say it sounds kind of corny, but I actually close my eyes and try to listen.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because you want to be influenced by that. You know, I just, you know, I saw a video, and the hard part is because any video can be faked, right?
Yeah, and I trust me, I was watching some today, doing some research on this, and it's a, you know, Sozo thing. It was so fake. I'm like, come on.
I've seen one, well, there was one where the kids were doing the Ouija board in their living room, and behind them, like a bowl or a like a decorative like thing on the coffee table flew off, and then something else happened. Then the kid turned around and he started having a bloody nose, which I thought was weird. And then he turned around and looked at the camera because he was looking at his reflection in the camera lens, and the Ouija board went flying off of the thing, but it kind of like was pulled off. It didn't like flip off, which kind of led me like, okay, it could have been fishing line or whatever, but you know, it's like there's a lot of those videos out.
There is, because that's one of the common things with when Zozo comes out of the board is he creates havoc and poltergeist activity.
Yeah.
But the big thing is he attaches himself to the user of the board and creates havoc on that user.
Then how do you get rid of him?
You just would have to smudge and, you know, I know. To get rid of them out of the board, we know the techniques to get rid of a possessed board. You break it in half and burn it.
Yeah. Listen to our other show about Ouija boards. Mm-hmm. It was one of our earlier shows,
way
too.
Way back.
Oh, 100 years ago.
Way back when I was younger. But
we were very young.
It would go back to the same thing as any other possession is you get. If it comes to it, you know, you cleanse yourself with smudge and all that, but if it comes to it, you have to get an exorcism.
Yeah. Or use some salts, like we talked about last week, you know, salt baths.
You know, and if you guys, if you do use a Ouija board, really protect yourself.
Yeah.
Do those things for the protection. You know, it could be a good tool to use to talk to your loved ones or that, but like we say, it seems like it always brings out the dark side.
I would think too, there's a thing you always got to say goodbye, right? When you're done.
Yeah.
To close the.
Always close the session. And smudge and stuff like that afterwards.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, yeah. It's, well, you know, it's like using the spirit box. It's kind
exactly.
of.
Exactly.
The same kind of thing. But yeah, just be careful. Don't want anybody to be possessed by a demon. That would be terrible. I did, in the research this morning, listening to a interesting case, and it's the most famous like demonic possession exorcism case about the young lady from, I think it was Austria or forget her name, but yeah, it was really interesting. She died at 23, but she had years and years and years and years of possession. So they did like 68 exorcisms on her. That's a lot.
Yeah.
For a
sometimes
young
it
person.
Takes that, you know.
And she never got over it. She died. Well, they said she died of starvation.
Which makes sense, because if you're possessed that, you won't eat and everything.
Yeah, but when they did something about when they did the coroner's report, her brain was completely healthy. Mm-hmm. Which is weird, because you would think if you're malnutritioned or you're starved that you would have some kind of, you know,
you get dehydrated
malady.
And the brain actually shrinks.
And they had recordings, too. They had recorded her being, you know, in these sessions and, like, different voices, demon voices. I was like, I didn't even want to listen to it because I was like, I don't want anything jumping out of the tape and getting me. Not that it could happen, but I'm just saying.
Yeah.
But, you know, just interesting how the ball has rolled, kind of like the whole Slender Man thing. Mm-hmm. They made a movie. About
I am Zozo.
I am Zozo. And I guess there was some, something tied to some like weird stuff that happened when that movie was being made, but I didn't get into that.
Yeah, I didn't look that up either.
But you know, that's
there's it. Books out there. Yeah. I know John Zaffis did a foreword in one of the books.
Oh, hi, John Zaffis.
The name of the book.
We'll see you at the next conference
in a couple weeks.
I'm so excited. He's so much fun. I would love to go to his museum. I bet you he has some old Ouija boards in there.
Oh yeah, he does.
Johnny, can we come see your collection? But yeah, really cool. And you know, we should ask him about that. Now, mm-hmm. I also saw somewhere that there was an old book back in like 1876 or an issue of Catholic Review or something. I can't remember off the top of my head. We were reading it. Where a Saint Bernardino of Siena had mentioned there was a Mass of Sozo, and it had something to do with a satanic ritual.
Okay.
So, you know, I guess we just leave that open, like for people to maybe do some research and find out if they're, you know, interested in the history of it. You know, if there is documented.
Do you remember the year or anything?
1876.
Okay.
That's a long time ago.
Yeah, because I know, you know, talking about that story in the Infernal Dictionary, that was 1816. And, but it's, I tried to confirm it, but I really couldn't confirm if it was real or not.
Yeah, I wonder if it maybe like the church suppressed that name because they didn't want it to be released.
That's possible.
Okay.
It's got to come from somewhere. You know, mm-hmm. even if it is a tulpa, somebody had to think of it. You know, this, Brian Evans. Obviously, he didn't go looking for Zozo.
Mm-hmm.
It just appeared.
Yeah.
So maybe he woke it up.
He could have. He could have.
Remember, time has no meaning on the other side.
That's true. Okay. Rabbit hole question. What do you think the Vatican has in their files? Do you think they have anything like an old Ouija board or maybe some type of object that they have a demon trapped in, like a divot box?
Oh, I'm sure they do. They have a lot more things than what we realize.
Did I tell you about the divot box I saw at the an antique mall that I went to?
No.
Did we talk about that on there?
No.
I can't remember.
Why didn't you tell me that?
So
why didn't you buy it?
I thought we talked about it on another show because it was $150 and I didn't have $150.
And you got to get those things authenticated too. Don't just buy stuff.
It looked real. It was an old last rites box.
Oh.
And I opened it.
Oh, that's different.
And it had a little drawer pulled out on the bottom, and it had old stuff. It had like a prayer cloth, bottle of holy water, a crucifix, and then it had two little doors that you opened up, and it was probably, you know, 18 inches tall.
Okay.
I opened it.
Not
even thinking. I was like, oh my God, I'm in this antique mall full of antiques, which were probably half of them are possessed. And I open up the divot box box. And I was like, oh my God, I'm not even thinking. You know what I mean? Like, I'm in this paranormal world. I know about these things. But my curiosity, I'm like, oh, what's it look like inside? Oh, jeez. Just unleash the beast.
Open up the divot box, then go down a few items, find a trunk. Throw the demon in the trunk.
Whatever.
So, you know, it all comes back to how do you get rid of this thing? You know, and there's different, like we were just mentioning, you got to, when you're done using the Ouija board, smudge that. But if you do encounter this demon, you know, I mean, do we have to call Reverend Swoop? Do we have something, you know?
The paranormal pastor.
Mm-hmm.
And have to have him come in and talk about
it. Yeah.
All right, we're putting this out. Robin, you need to be on our show again because you're a great guest. And if you're listening right now, we need to
very say informative.
Hello.
And
yes,
he is a demonologist and actually wrote a book on how to become a demonologist.
You could be a zozoologist, Joe.
Zozoologist,
you could be the expert in the field. So Zozo's origin story is riddled with superstition, fabrication, mm-hmm. and a strange mind belief that keeps it rolling. So despite giant gaps in the history of when you see it in, you know, historically, but since 2009, Zozo has become popular across the internet, so notorious that, you know, there's been books and movies and podcasts, including ours, and shows like Ghost Adventures, Sci-Fi's Paranormal Witness, YouTube.
Tons of YouTube.
Tons of YouTube. There's over 80,000 hits on YouTube just about Zozo, which is incredible. You know, videos from personal encounters, timeline histories, full-on possessions. I saw one video where some young girls were playing with a Ouija board, and they were Swedish or Danish or, you know, one of those Nordic countries. And the girl set her glass down, and the glass went sliding across the table.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, boy.
Yeah, like I said, it's a lot of poltergeist activity and possession. There's actually a hotline that you can call. There's a phone number you can call to talk to Zozo. Yeah.
Is that our phone number
here? No. It's not the 222 Paranormal Podcast Hotline.
No, which we do have. You guys are welcome to call in and leave your questions.
Yeah. Go up on our website. You'll see the
numbers on our website. I don't know, Joe. Okay, this is the question. Would, if you had the chance to witness this happening, would you witness it?
I think
in
so.
In person?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, it's the same thing as us going ghost hunting and stuff.
Yeah.
Well, not really the same thing. It's a little more dramatic, but yeah, I think so. Because I've been in this long enough to know how to, you know, pre-cleanse and after-cleanse myself and be prepared for it.
Yeah.
And that's the problem is that and since the movie and all that, that's become so popular that these kids, I say these kids, I sound like an old man, these damn kids nowadays. But people are using the Ouija board just to contact Zozo. They think it's cool. They think it's fun. And it's not. This is a real thing that people have that has hurt people for years.
Yeah, it's serious business. You know? But that's the sad thing is it's, you know, something that didn't have that negative connotation now does is you know, that could really, really do personal damage to your psyche, your health, your mental status. So, you know, it's very dangerous. I mean, look at just going ghost hunting, what happened, you know. I had a spirit attachment and it was terrible.
Yeah.
It was not myself. I think it's come back a little bit because of what I'm going through right now. But, you know, it's not something to take lightly, I guess I'll say.
It's not. It's not. I mean, I know that the Ouija board is sold as a toy, but it's not. It's a tool. You know, just be careful with it. We've been really preachy today.
I know. What's going on?
I don't know.
Joe, listen to me, Joe.
We don't use a Ouija board, but we use all our other stuff.
Yeah, I know. What's the difference? What's the difference? It's all conjuring. Mm-hmm. But, well, okay, this might be up for debate, though, because we use our tools to communicate with spirits. We're not conjuring a demon to come forward.
And that's why I keep saying
that. We're trying to talk to people who had passed on, not demons.
People do with the same thing with Ouija board, but like I said, for some reason, it brings out the dark side of the paranormal world.
Yeah, so that's what I don't get. Like, is it because the Ouija board opens up the realm? But
I don't know.
I don't know.
It's up for debate.
Yeah, we need some expert testimonies here. Interesting. Mm-hmm. You know, like, I wonder if there has been anybody locally who has had any experience with Zozo.
Mm-hmm. Let us know if you've had your experience with Zozo and the Ouija board, or anything bad has come to you of the Ouija board. Let us know. Get up on our Facebook page or call in the 222 Paranormal Podcast Hotline.
That number is 740-720-0225. You can find it on our website, www.222paranormal.com. Or you can email us your story at 222paranormal@gmail.com.
Yeah. And if you want to get on the show, let us know.
Yeah.
If you have a great story that you'd like to tell, a true story that you'd like to tell, let us know. Get up there. You know, we have many ways that you can get a hold of us.
Yeah, you can call in.
Come to one of our shows. we've got a bunch of new merch.
Yes, that's exciting. So we have some really cool new things in our arsenal. If you're looking for some new merchandise, t-shirts, necklaces, jewelry, those types of gorgeous things.
Stickers. Jen's more into the like the jewelry stuff, and I've got more. I bought stickers. Some of the shows that we're going to be at, Michigan Paracon, huge.
The biggest of them.
Is a long drive. It's way up in Sault Ste. Marie, Michigan. But if you've ever watched any TV show in the world, they will be there.
Yes.
I'm telling you, it is the show of the year.
Oh, my God. It's so much fun.
The after parties.
Joe and I were really nervous about going because that was like our first big convention that we did.
And it was a blast. We met so many people.
We had the funnest time.
Stanton Freeman was on our show.
Stanton, oh my gosh. Remember he was at breakfast and asked Joe if he could get him coffee. Yeah. Thought Joe was a waiter.
I'm like, I just talked to you last night. But
that was awesome.
I think he meant just ask me, hey, is there coffee? But
he was so sweet.
Michigan Paracon up in Sault Ste. Marie is huge. I'm telling you, if you're within 20-hour drive of it, is worth it to go to that.
Definitely. And it's at a huge resort casino. Mm-hmm. So, you know, there's other things to do. Joe and I went and saw the Sioux Lock. So we saw huge freighters. I've never seen anything like that.
Some of the other shows that we're going to be at Mid Michigan Paracon.
That'll be great.
We're going, and a new one that we just signed up for, if you're in Ohio, the Hocking Hills Bigfoot Convention.
Yay, that's exciting. Oh, UFO Con.
Michigan UFO Contact, that's coming up here pretty soon. We're going to have a whole show about that.
Yeah, stay tuned for that, because that's a really interesting show.
And it's not locked down yet, but it looks like we're going to be in Toledo, Ohio.
Our back door.
Odd Mall, downtown at the Seagate Center. That's a free event to get in.
That's great.
It's always so cool.
It's huge, huge. It's at the Seagate Center, mm-hmm. which is this huge place. But being free to get in is amazing because then you can come to our booth and spend all your hard-earned cash
on our cool stuff. Get on our show.
Yeah, we'd love to hear your stories,
So that's guys. Not locked down yet, but I have a feeling that we're going to be there.
Yeah. It's a great show. There's a ton of people and a huge variety. Huge variety of different types of
vendors. Yeah, it's not just paranormal. It's all kinds of stuff, including real brains that you can hold.
Oh, my gosh, Joe. If they put us next to the brain station, I am going to vomit on my shoe.
A lot of artists. It's Odd Mall. It's everything.
Yeah, it's just eclectic mix. Mm-hmm. Cosplay. A lot of people dress up and do cosplay and walk around and, you know, you can see superheroes or
last year we went and they actually had an exhibition. It was like a contest who can look like whoever they're dressed up to be. And they had like sword fights, real sword fights going on and stuff. So it's fun. We'll let you know when it gets closer. That's going to be in October. But it's even if we don't be a part of it, which I really 99% sure we're going to be a part of it. Even if you don't, it's still worth going. Yeah. I'm going. Whether we're vending or not.
And it was cool, too, because that's where 2 years ago, I think it was, we met Orbs, Carlo. Yeah,
they did a presentation.
Yeah, that was really interesting. They taught us a lot about, you know, being in the paranormal. So we appreciate that.
So anyways, other than that, get up on Jen's Closet and buy some clothing. Yeah. What's the name of the closet again?
It's called Poshmark. And you can look at my closet at HAPPIE 22, Happy 22. I got lots of cool skull clothing.
All right, and shoes.
Gothic.
Tons of shoes.
Oh, my God. A million pairs of shoes. If you're looking for shoes, I got shoes. And yes, there's men's stuff, too. Anyways, Joe, thanks, everybody, for listening. You know, like we said, check out our website. Come see us at convention. Tell us your ghost stories. Tell us your paranormal stories. And we will talk to you next week.
All right. Let's leave a little with some Dead in Five, The War. Thanks, everybody, and we'll talk to you next week.
Goodbye.
This is the war inside my